pessimist, my friend, is someone who looks both ways before crossing a one-way street.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Edward Murphy Jr. was an American aerospace engineer who carefully developed projects whose demise could spell disaster. He knew how to work for the best, but plan for the worst. He is credited with Murphy's Law: anything that can go wrong, will go wrong. Through the years, this old adage has become a favorite of pessimists the world over, and has given comedians some pretty good lines, like, "Your lost sewing needle will be found by your husband when he is walking around barefoot." Yes, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Take, for instance, the doctor's law. If you don't feel well, make an appointment to go to the doctor. By the time you get there, you'll feel better. Don't make an appointment, and you'll stay sick. Or the first law of shopping. At a bargain sale, the only suit or dress you like and that fits you is the one not for sale. Or if the shoe fits, it's ugly. I much prefer Phil's first law of shopping: if the shoe fits, get another one just like it. You can't live long on this planet without realizing that things have a way of going wrong. Early in life, you discover that the shin bone is a device for finding furniture in the dark. And then you find that the other line always moves faster than yours. In traffic, at supermarkets, in ice cream shops. Or you discover the law of mechanical repair. After your hands become coated with grease, your nose will begin to itch and you'll have to visit the restroom. So true. And if something does go right, subsequent events will show that it would have been better if it had gone wrong. Oh man. Do you know someone who thinks and talks like this? Who sweeps everything with the broom of doom and gloom? It's never been worse, and it's getting worser by the minute. 70 years ago, some stopped visiting dentists because, well, why spend the money? The world was about to end. Jesus was going to return, yet didn't need straight teeth. So the British pastor and scholar G. Campbell Morgan wrote these words: "I have no sympathy with people who tell us today that these are the darkest days the world has ever seen. The days in which we live are appalling, but they do not compare with conditions in the world when Jesus came into it. Historians talk of the Pax Romana and make much of the fact that there was peace everywhere, the Roman peace. Do not forget that the Roman peace was the result of the fact that the world had been bludgeoned brutally into submission to one central power." He went on to say that the dominant tone of the letters written to the churches at the time was one of triumph. Yes, the conditions were dire, but the people faced the facts and suffered. But, said Morgan, we never see them depressed and cast down, suffering from pessimistic fever. They are always triumphant. If ever I am tempted, he said, to think that religion is almost dead today, it is when I listen to the wailing of some Christians. Everything is wrong, or everything is going wrong. Oh, be quiet. Think again. Look again. Judge not by the circumstances of the passing hour, but by the infinite things of our gospel and our God. And that is exactly what these people did. As should we. Let's stop whining about how dark things are and shine our lights as faithful children of God, ready to meet Jesus when he returns or when we die, eager to hear his words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Sure, things are going to go wrong. Trust me, they will. But let's be quiet. Let's focus on the one who will one day make all things right.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.